Daddy.
Thank you.
We have our special guest here. Daddy, do you want to come? Oh, really? And while Daddy's coming up, tomorrow we have Daddy Janky coming to our session. She will come at 12. And also, she will give class, but at 7:30. So when we finish our batty, you have the free evening. So you can go up and enjoy her class and enjoy your evening. So this is our Daddy Dot. You know, Daddy Dot actually met Brahma Baba. Didn't you, Daddy? We need a mic for Daddy Dot, brother. Sorry? Oh, she met Brahma Baba in the Sutter region. Okay. But she did meet him in the flesh. Do you want to sit here, Daddy? I think Daddy should be in. Okay. Are you okay, Daddy? Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you alright? Oh, don't fall over in that direction. No. We don't want to go to a hospital. We have many friends to entertain here.
Excuse me.
What?
Oh, I've got it.
All right, then.
Now, what do I do?
You speak.
No, I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you are. Okay, Daddy. You come here, and Sarah, who's very excellent with all the people, is going to stay with us, because I'm not so you. Oh, my God. Brother, oh, you're so sweet, brother. Look at that. Oh my God. You know, it's many years of service, isn't it, Daddy? Such a karma yogi. Oh, brother, thank you so much. Yeah. You know, brother, I think we need something to hold the mic for her. That's too tiring. Bring a foot for her.
I think I'll have to go to bed.
Oh, look, he's found a cushion for you. Yeah, backside. Oh, great. So now you're comfortable, Daddy. Now you're comfortable. And we're very happy to have you. How many of you know Daddy Dot? You know Daddy Dot already? Yeah, you see, they already know you, Daddy.
I've aged.
She's aged. Do you think she's aged?
Oh, well, I'd like to think I have, because the years have passed, and you age quickly as a Brahmin.
Oh, really?
Well, I have, but, oh, wasn't that slideshow marvellous? Hey, wasn't it? It just really made me so happy to be youthful, to be young in heart.
Daddy, you know, we would like to know about your transformation.
My transformation?
Yeah, all these people here, you know, they have come to heal.
That's my favourite topic.
Okay.
Where to start? Because I'm very old now, you know.
No, this doesn't matter.
I've been in Guyana now for, oh my word, must be a good 65 years.
Oh, really?
How long has Daddy Janky been in Guyana for?
Oh, almost 170.
Oh, well, I think I've been in Guyana for 175.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's why she's coming tomorrow, you know, to keep an eye on me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. She likes to know what I'm up to.
Yes, she knew you were coming.
Yeah, yeah. She keeps an eye out on me. She's got spies, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, because I'm a threat. Because, you see, I'm probably next in line.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Oh, right. Yes. So what does that mean, Daddy?
Well, I'm universal.
Okay.
I'm universal, and, I know things.
So tell us about what you know. All these people here, these good people, they want to know about what you know.
Don't you like to know, you gorgeous little loves?
You tell her what you want to know.
What would you like to know? Because I can see in you that you know a lot. Don't you? Yes. You? Well, my main transformation is from...
Well, she hears very well, doesn't she?
Oh, no, I lip read.
Oh, right.
I lip read.
Okay.
What was the question?
The question was about your transformation. What do you tell them about transformation?
I'm not a transvestite.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, is that the question? How did I become a transvestite?
Oh, well, I don't think so. I think they're really...
What's your main transformation?
Oh, my main transformation. Well, I would say the one that I'm the most proud of is that I've changed from a, I don't know, a nasty old bird, a nasty old woman, you know, and a bit bossy and a bit of a bully at times, you know. And I now celebrate every day with such joy. You look at those little kiddies' faces on the slides and it says joy and love. And I feel I've got that in my heart, that eternal child, you know. You know,
I beg you to back and to see Daddy.
It's a bit enthusiastic when I talk about the child. But the child in us is full of all sorts of possibilities, isn't it? Hey, and why do we let go of the child in us just because we have to grow up? Who says we have to grow up? Aye, and it can be so boring, can't it, being grown up? Now, you know, I would say one thing about Daddy Janky and about Buck Dadda and my dear friend, my friend of my dill, friend of my heart, was Daddy Kumaka. Oh, we had stories. We told each other lies.
Tell us a story.
Well, she used to like to play jokes, just like Brahma Baba used to do. They love jokes. And it's a very childlike thing, you know, to find opportunities to laugh. She used to say to me, Biddy, because that Biddy, Bidot Biddy, she used to call me Biddy, you know, like Bindu, short for Bindu. I used to say to her, no, you know, Daddy, my name's Dot. She'd say, well, I'm calling you Biddy, Bindu. I said, whatever, you can call me whatever you like, you sweet thing. Anyway, we used to laugh together like two little girls. We'd go for walks hand in hand. And she used to say to me, why do they all get so serious? Brahma Baba was never serious, you know. That's why he lived so long. That's why I think it's a secret to longevity and to a happy life is to stay like the child in you. I forget this grown-up business. Hey, and look at all you gorgeous little things. You're all still so
Daddy,
young.
Daddy, you know, these retreats, they have all come because they would like to heal and experience Baba's healing power. So you must have experienced a lot of that. Can you tell us about Baba's healing power?
Oh, you must have experienced it sometime, have you? Huh? Have you? You must have. You must have experienced that healing. Have you experienced it? What's your name again, dear? What's your name again, Doc?
Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, I had an aunt, Sarah. She was lovely too. She was a good cook. Are you a good cook?
No.
Oh, I tell you, that's where you feel Baba's vibration sometimes in good cooking. Oh.
So do you think Baba's cooking for us?
Oh, I think God is a great cook.
Okay.
And I think he likes the smell of good cooking. But do you cook?
I don't cook, but someone left their glasses.
Oh, they look nice. They'd suit me.
You want to try them on?
Oh.
Does anyone recognise these glasses?
Anyone? They can't see them. How can they recognise them if they haven't got them on? Because anyone out there can't see. Oh, is there anyone that can't see anything? Because they're probably your glasses. Eh? Oh, what is that? Oh, there you go. You're sure they're yours, or it's just you like the look of them? Huh? Can you understand me all right?
Do you understand, Abby? So what kind of secret do you want her to tell you? Because she knew Brahma Baba.
Well, besides being very childlike and happy and joyous, you know, I think I need to stand up for a bit.
Oh, my God.
They look too far away from me. It's all right. You know, balance is everything, you know. You never be afraid. Just if you think you're going to fall.
I'm going to give you this one.
Both of them.
No, give this one back. Just so...
If you think you're going to fall... Just don't be afraid. Just fall and you'll get up again. That's the secret. Now let me see you.
Don't get too close to the edge.
No, that pot plant is there for me. That's why they put the pot plants there, so that it'll break my fall. I want to see them because they're so lovely.
They are lovely, but they don't want to see
and
you down there.
What's that? They're whispering together. The glasses. Yeah, where was I? Yeah. You've got such a nice vibration.
Why don't you come out from the stairs instead of jumping from the stage? You'll be a lot happier down there.
Yeah. All right. Now, yeah? Just talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Well, you can look at them from closer.
All right.
Do you remember when Baba was doing that, Daddy?
Oh. And what do it
what? What? Going to see the children. Do you remember?
I do. He spotted me in the crowd. I was waving and, you know, and then he spotted me. And he said, Acha, who's that young Kumari? And of course, it was me. And, see, there you go. Yuxi. I'll tell you, I'm the queen of yuktis. If you ever struggle in this world, find a good yukti. You can't go wrong if you've got a few yuktis up your sleeve. Now, I've just got this bung leg that gets left behind sometimes. Oh, come on. Anyway. Oh, there you are. Oh, you're gorgeous. Oh, I'll just have to sit here for a minute. Oh, that's nice now. That's not too low. Look at you, you're gorgeous. You know what you remind me of? Do you know what you remind me of? A room full of angels. How lucky am I? Wait till I tell the girls. Because we have little cooking classes back at home. Because I run a centre, you know. You don't look impressed. Well, I've run lots of centres all over the
world. And where's your centre?
Well, it's on an island at the moment off Australia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, it's a big island.
Well, the island I'm on isn't very big. Daddy Janky sent me there for service. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
How long ago?
Oh, long time. Anyway, I want to share with you. What was the question you asked me before?
We wanted to know your transformation.
Oh, that's right. My transformation. Which one would you like to know about? I've had that many. Anyway, the first one I think was from changing from a bossy, nasty old irritable, you know, grumpy. Grumpy, do you know the word grumpy? Huh? What does grumpy mean?
Complaining.
Complaining. Oh, I was always complaining. And you know why? Because I had lived with and grown up with some very nasty people who complained. And they were bossy. And And they were bullies to me. Nasty. So I would move to another place, or I'd move to another country, or I'd go away, and I'd think I'd left them behind. But you know what? They'd come with me. They had hatched like little eggs inside me. Like these little eggs. And suddenly I had become a nasty, bully, mean little person. Just like they were. I even had a dog. This goes way back. And luckily I've got a good memory, but I had a dog and he used to bite. He'd bite me, bite anybody. It was a hobby. It was something he enjoyed doing, was biting. Anyway, I used to sort of say to him, "Now you can't bite. That's not nice." And you know what? I found later on when I was living with some lovely, you know, Bens and different people along the way, I would bite them. They would do something wrong. I'd go, "Wah! Wah!" Like that, just not quite like that, you know, I'd do it in words, but I'd go, "Rah!" And they were scared of me. And because they were scared of me, I thought I was very powerful. How wrong was I? I was so wrong. So that was probably another transformation that I had.
So what do you do now when people are not nice?
Oh, I woke up to myself. If people aren't nice, they're going through a phase. You know, you can't beat the power of love, really. It's as simple as that. You know, if you have been fortunate enough to ever experience just a drop, it only takes a drop, one tiny second of love from that divine realm where our one and only exists. If you can still yourself, go still and quiet in yourself, especially when you want to bite someone. That's the hardest time, but if you can go and experience that little drop of love, you just see that we're all doing our best. Maybe not doing that well on that day, but we're all doing our best. And you just go, "Look, it's okay. We all have our grumpy days. You're all right." And it soon passes. You don't hold on to it like a fist. You know, you don't hold, you know, like, oh, now watch this. Here we go. You hold on it. You hold on. Somebody throws something at you and you grab it. And then suddenly you've got a fist and you want to hit them with it. And you hold it on tight, you can never let it go. Because you're holding on to it. But when you just go, "Oh, it's just, there's nothing there. It's gone. There's nothing." You thought you were holding on to something and then you weren't at all. It was all imagination. And I think that was probably a really big shift that I made in myself. I became much nicer to live with. Oh, they're getting requests all the time for people to come and live with me. We're in the centre on this. If any of you are available, I would love your energy there. I'm a bit incontinent. And that can be a problem for those that live with me, incontinent. So I need help sometimes. And as you can see, my walking isn't great and this is a very unstable island, but if you can sit in silence sometimes or you're just walking around and you can feel that, what was that? Oh, I thought I was having some visitation. It's all in the vibrations, really, from God, I think. And I can feel you've got it. And the childlike quality that comes with happiness. Yeah, look at those pictures of the world that we saw up there and the little kiddies. And you just go, it's a beautiful world. In all its ugliness and all its chaos. We all have ugly bits and we all have chaos. But how beautiful are we at the end of it all? I used to suffer terrible depression, you know. I used to go into very dark, sort of lonely places, you know. Used to feel very alone and a bit... I didn't like myself very much. I wasn't pretty. I was never pretty. I'm better looking now. I always had a nice smile. Not good teeth, though. And it's hard to... I love myself now. Oh, bigger than the ocean. Yeah. And I don't lie. Well, sometimes I lie a little bit. You know, I exaggerate occasionally. Especially around my virtues. Because my motto is, fake it until you make it. I think that's a great one to start off as a Brahmin. Don't you? Any of you ever had that mantra? Fake it until you make it. Or pretend till it works. Huh? You just pretend and then one day you go, oh, I don't have to pretend anymore. I am actually like this. So I used to fake it until I... I've got this terrible crick in my neck from laughing too much. Do you ever have that when you laugh so much your face aches? What a wonderful exercise. Anyway, thank you for... Did you want to ask me anything else? Oh, no, she's reaching for the microphone. I think we... Oh.
Do you want to say anything else?
I just want to thank you all for being who you are. For wherever you're at the moment, at this point in time, you're marvellous. If only you could sit here and see what Bubba sees, eh? How beautiful you are. How sweet. How special. A bit weary from travelling through 84 births or however many we have. A little bit world weary. But so magnificent.
So Daddy Dot, you have lived so very long.
I'm a barnacle, you know. I'm an old barnacle. Yeah, I'm like one of those old...
So do you have any advice for us here to make things easier in our life?
Don't be too serious. Hey. Don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take other people too seriously. Don't take your spiritual journey to wherever it takes you too seriously. You'll get symptoms otherwise. You'll bones, everything will seize up and you'll get very sick possibly. You mightn't. You might have good genes in this birth, but you don't want to be too serious. Don't get old too quickly. And then, you know, you should become, even when you're old, become childlike and joyous and grateful for what you've got and all the things that life has brought you, whether they're unhappy or difficult or joyous or reward, whatever, because it's a journey, isn't it? And it has its ups and downs and it has all sorts of things happening. Whatever, just... Celebrate what you are and what you've done and where you've got to and what you've achieved. You deserve it. Just don't be too serious about it. You know, your spiritual life should be a joyous exploration. It's an experiment. It's always, it's creative and it's new and it's full of possibilities. You don't want to get stuck in getting serious and heavy and, you know, Know what silence is and know what being shut down and controlled is. They're different, you know. So find that beautiful still place of light deep in your soul and you'll always be renewed. You'll always find something marvellous in your life. Just go back to the source. Go back to nothing, just light. and fill up again, and you'll stay eternally youthful and joy and peace and childlike qualities will just show in your face. Even little children look so sort of old now. Some of them look serious, worried. There's an epidemic of fear in the world. You don't want to catch it. Hi, you don't want to catch it. So take the medicine and don't catch that epidemic of fear and worry. You deserve much more than that. You've earned it. You've walked this earth for a long, long time. You are ancient. Daddy, am I going on a bit?
No, you're fabulous. But it's just that, you know, I wanted to know something.
Yes, dear.
Because you've known Baba in the flesh, and you've known Baba in the subtle region, said earlier. And so I would like you to share with all of us a secret about Baba that only you know. So like this, you and us will know a secret.
Well, I thought I had shared a little bit of a secret. I'll think of another one. You shouldn't have too many secrets, though, should you? But I've got lots. And other people's
secrets.
I know
you've shared beautiful secrets already.
I've got other people's secrets, too.
Oh, no, we don't want to know about
I'm
these.
I'm good at keeping secrets. Brahma Baba was a joy. He was a joy. He was naughty and funny. And he loved to play games. Oh, he's telling me something. What's that? He loved to play games, and he loved to celebrate life. But his secret was also solitude. So I think that was proper. But I don't think he's got any secrets anymore. I think we've investigated all his secrets. I don't think there's anything you don't know about him.
No, but tell us about this love for solitude. That sounds very interesting.
It's the balance, you see. It's being out there and celebrating and having great fun, but it's also knowing when to stay inside so that you can stay safe. You've got to stay inside. If you're outside of yourself too much, you're at risk. Sometimes you just need to go back inside into that quiet place. And that's what he was able to do. You know, he was very big. He was really on show all the time. He was always out there. Everybody wanted something from him. Everybody was taking something. But he used to go back inside into his own little oasis in the company of the divine Shiv Baba. Simple. Nothing more. Inside, outside. Just knowing when to go back inside.
Daddy Dot, I remember you love singing.
Oh, yeah.
So before you go, because I know you have an early night.
Well, we've got to get to bed because...
But before you go, we want you to sing us a song. A song of love and solitude. We know you love singing, because I hear her when she's having her shower sometimes.
I hum more. Mm-hmm. I tend to hum more. I sing out of tune. Have you got any requests? Let me think of a little song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. If anyone knows this is a very old song. Some children sing it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Every day, every day, every day. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Such a simple song. It's a good Amrit Vela song, really. Not in public, but just, you know, when you're on your own, you could. Has anyone got a song they'd like to sing that's very sweet and a good night song? Oh, you're so lovely. Look at you, you're that tired. Will we go off to bed now? Have some lovely, peaceful sleep. Healing sleep. That's what we're aiming for now, isn't it? Healing. Free your heart. Be free.
What lovely. Did you say something? Go on.
Oh, did it just slip out? Did it? And I caught it. Sorry. Yeah. Want to sing a song? You want to sing something? You want to sing something? She's got the most beautiful smile, but you'd see this. Well, all I can say is good night. Thank you for making me feel not so alone in the world. Thank you for inspiring me to be better. Because when you live in a bit of sort of solitude, it's really nice to feel like family. Oh, we're all so amazing. Do you think I look like anyone? Like,
you look like Baba.
Yeah, well, I was hoping you'd say that.
Okay.
Oh, sweet darlings. You have a lovely sleep in Baba's healing arms. Let him heal your heart and your soul while you sleep. And if sometimes, Brahma Baba used to say to me, when you're sitting in meditation, don't try too hard. Just sit there and let Baba do it for you sometimes. If you're very tired or you feel unwell or you're a bit grumpy, what am I doing this for? Why did I get up so early? You know, if you ever feel... Just sit there and say, well, I'm here, and you can do the rest. And he will. He'll do it for you. Because he's beautiful.
Thank you so much for coming, Daddy. Thank you so much.
It's been absolutely marvellous, and I'm going to be awake all night now.
Oh.
With all this wonderful energy, this healing energy you've given me a new lease of life. I'll feel 10 years younger.
That's excellent.
Ah, it's a marvellous thing to be alive, isn't it?
Fantastic.
A marvellous thing to be alive and full of possibilities. Anyway. Oh, just, you can go off now. I'll stay here and talk to myself.
Good night, everybody. Amrit Vela is here. Those from Pandav Bhavan, we will come here with the 9 o'clock bus. Good night, good night, good night.